Tomorrow. We are in John chapter 1, verse number 12. The word Father describes one who gives his life, or who creates or originates or founds something. Naismith is considered the father of basketball because over 100 years ago, he created the sport. He's known as the father of. And maybe you know something about history in a different area that somebody's known as the father of. They're the originator. They're the ones that brought it into being. They're the founder. They're the inventor. Okay? We are children of the Father because the Heavenly Father originated a plan for man to be saved. He originated it. There was nobody else that could come up with it. Nobody had the wisdom to come up with it. Nobody would have any idea what would satisfy the justice and the holiness of God but God. And God knew that there was only one plan that would work. That was His own Son. To give His own Son so that eternal life might be available to every human being created by Him. That's amazing. The last message I preached on a Lord's Supper night had to do with a believer's relationship with God. And this is tonight the same line of thinking. The first message I preached was the Creator with His creation. And tonight I want to speak on another aspect of our relationship to God, and that is father-child relationship. The father-child, not the Creator-creation relationship, but the father-child relationship. Did you know that in the Gospels alone, Jesus Christ references God as Father over 150 times? You know, in the Old Testament, the Jews were not familiar with calling out to God as Father. So as He was introducing to Jewish people and He's referring to God as His Father, they were a little bit caught off guard with that terminology relating to God. And then 35 times in the book of John alone, He speaks of the Father as My Father. Well, how can you call Him your Father? And they were upset. There's some Jews that were very upset with that. If you study your Gospels, you'll see some of their responses. But He was bringing to light a relationship with God that provides a very tender and loving aspect of our relationship to God. The father-child relationship. And I want to say tonight that the father-child relationship is a two-way relationship that can flourish and be everything that God wants it to be when we work within that relationship, within the biblical framework of that relationship. God wants that relationship to flourish. He wants that relationship to be abundant. He wants that relationship to be developing and growing and fulfilling. That's God's design for the father-child relationship with the believer. And it can do that. It can be that as long as it's working within the biblical framework of what the Bible describes as that relationship. And so what are the biblical roles then of God the Father and a child of God that will help me to understand the value of this relationship and what my part is in it? That's what I want to look at with you briefly tonight because we have the Lord's table. I'll not get through it all. We'll break it into two parts this week and next. But I believe there's some great things to learn and understand about this relationship. Lots of relationships that God paints between the believer and God. One is the vine and the branches. We'll study that. But here is the father and the child relationship. Tonight I want to look at the father's role in the relationship. What did God the Father do to make you a child of His? I think that's a great question. I think it's answered in Galatians chapter 4. Turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4. Did you as a child initiate the relationship? Did you just go one day and say, God, I want to be your child. What do I got to do to be your child? And he gave you a list of things to do to be his child. Oh, no. Oh, no. God made the way for you to be adopted. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He sent Christ to buy us, redeem us, purchase us. Blessed Redeemer, we sang tonight. He had in mind to redeem us that were under the law. We were condemned by the law so that we would be adopted as his sons. And God has sent forth the Spirit, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Or in other words, this relationship becomes real because of what God did to make it possible. Now, preacher, what should be my response to what God did so that I could become a child of God? You should receive God's Son. You should get saved. That's the right response. Watch this. Just because God made it possible doesn't mean everybody's automatically a child of God. Turn to John 1:12, our text, back to John chapter 1, verse number 12. We do not believe at Mount Zion Baptist Church, because the Bible doesn't teach it, we don't believe in the universal fatherhood of God and the fact that everybody in the world's a child of God. Now, everybody in the world is a creation of God, but not everybody's a child of God. The Bible puts qualifications in for that. We find it in John chapter 1, verse number 12, where the Bible says, but as many as received him, that's Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Who becomes a son of God? Somebody that believes on the name of Christ. God empowers them to be a son of God, which means if you have yet to believe on the name of the Son of God, you are not yet part of God's family. You are not a son of God. We got four Speck House children on the second row tonight. And guys, I want you to think for a second what it would be like to not have mom and dad. And let's think about being orphans. No mommy and daddy. No mommy to wake up with you when you're sick in the middle of the night and help you. Nobody to teach you school. Nobody to prepare meals. No daddy to work and provide so that you could have what you have. You're an orphan. Okay? Somebody that's without Christ is without spiritual family and is without a heavenly father. That's big. They don't have the heavenly father. Well, how do they get the Heavenly Father? Well, God made it possible. Jesus already died, was buried, and rose again. To have a Heavenly Father, to become a child of God, receive Christ, and you're given power to be in God's family, adopted into God's family as a son. Praise the Lord for that. In Galatians chapter 3, it says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You're all the children of God. And there's the qualification, and we all know if we're a child of God or not, whether or not we put our faith in Jesus Christ and we've asked Christ to save us, believed in his death, burial, and resurrection. And so the response here to the Father's role of making a way for you to be a child of God is to receive God's Son. Now let me make this clear and help all of our children and teenagers in the church tonight and adults. We don't receive God's Son over and over and over again. We receive God's Son one time in life. It's at a point in time. It's on a day or a night. It's at a place where we understand, boy, I need God to be my Heavenly Father, and Jesus died for my sins. And I need to come to Christ, and I need to bow my head, and I need to ask Jesus to save me from my sins and believe that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, the only way that that can happen And when that happens, point in time, one time in life, you're made a son or a child of God, according to the Scriptures. That's very clear in the Scriptures. What is the significance then of having God as your Father? Well, having God as your Father changes everything about you. You belong to the ultimate family. Can it get any better than to have the Heavenly Father as your Father? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he's talking about to the church at Corinth, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord of hosts, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you. You don't need the devil to be your father. You come out from that. And he said, I'll be a father unto you. You don't need the world to be your father. Look to the world for provision and protection in your life. You have a heavenly Father, and he'll be much more than the world or the devil or anybody else could be in your life as a father. I want you to know tonight, if you've been saved, as we prepare for the Lord's table, you've been found and adopted. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Wonderful truth about the Father. We see his, first of all, he makes a way for us to become children of God. Psalm 89, verse number 20. Look what he says. I have found David, my servant. Boy, God knew how to find David, didn't he? And with my holy oil have I anointed him. And it goes on. And look at his response. Now look at what the response should be of the child. Verse number 26, he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Dear Christian tonight, would you hear me? Don't take for granted the Heavenly Father. He found you, and he adopted you, and he made a way for you to be placed in his family. Don't just take it for granted. You know what he likes to hear? He likes to hear, thou art my Father and my God. And Lord, you're the author and you're the rock of my salvation. Or in other words, without you, Father, my life would be totally different. So one response to the Father is receive his Son and make him your Father and become part of God's family. Another response to the Father is one of thanksgiving and recognition. God, you are my Father. Lord, you are my God. Lord, I take time to worship you tonight in that way. I appreciate you, God, as my heavenly Father. There's the perspective of the Father. As we look at the role of the Father tonight, there's the perspective of the Father. Going back some years now to my children, when they were born. I remember when we found out that we were expecting, and those thrilling days. I remember up to the time of having children, I didn't want to handle anybody's children. Like little ones, like, yeah, not for me, right? But then it was the children that God gave me. And boy, put that child in my arms and take a picture. What? Dads are proud, right? Look at my boy. Look at my girl, right? Man, proud parents. I don't think that's a wrong thing. I think that God is the same way. We know the angels in heaven rejoice. Do you think that God rejoices when somebody is made a child and saved? He's one of mine now. She's one of mine. I redeemed them. I bought them. Their life's changed. They belong to me. Perspective of the Father. Man, You're proud of your children tonight? Boy, you're proud to have your children. You're glad for your children, right? And God the Father, I believe, is so glad for every one of His children. Perspective of the Father. The provision of the Father. We look at His role. Deuteronomy 1:31. Would you turn over there tonight? Try to get you one last concept before we close the message tonight. The provision of the Father. The perspective of the Father, but also the provision of the Father. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 1, verse 31, "And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place, bear thee as a man doth bear his son." How many of you dads, when your children were little, you would either have them in a backpack if you were walking for a good distance, or you might put them on your shoulders and hold them? Anybody do that? Okay. We used to do on Sunday nights before they went to bed, it's going way back, we used to put them on my shoulders, and we used to act like an airplane going down the hallway with them flying like this. But there were times where they were too young maybe to walk the distance, and boy, we wanted to take that burden off of them. Of course, when they got old enough and I didn't have to carry those lugs around, right, Paul and Dolly, little Caleb, you can't wait, man, they can run. Man, let them go, right? But God paints the picture here of His provision in this way, that in the wildernesses of life, He knows how to bear thee up. Amen. Oh, you're weary? Let me carry you for a while. By the way, in Isaiah 49, it's the same idea. "And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders." Did you know that there are times in your life where you need carried? You need somebody to bear you up. And the picture of Scripture is that Heavenly Father knows the time when that is needed, and He has the strength to be able to do it for as long as you need it. I don't know about you, but there were some times where those kids were, boy, we were taking a hike, and I had to carry one of the kids. Man, do it for a little while, and then, boy, can somebody give me a break? Can somebody else handle Chubby Bubby here? Need some help, right? You may feel that way sometimes as a parent with a little one. But God never needs any help. He never needs any relief to bear you up. In the wildernesses of life, it's hot, it's weary, it's long. Okay, the Heavenly Father's watching. And He knows how to provide the strength to carry you as long as you need carried. And can I say this, Christian? All of us need that at times. All of us need that at times. And it's one of the ways that God provides for us. Did you know that all the gifts that you have are from above? Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights. Your Father comes from your Father. Did you know that every need that's provided is by the Father? We had a van this week. I took him for inspection. Really would like it to last another year. Didn't know if it was going to last another year. Said, "Lord, could you take care of it?" You know what? God took care of it. Amen. Called me back quickly. It's all inspected. It's all ready to go. No needs. Well, who took care of that need? God took care of that need. He knows, my God, my Father shall supply for all your need. He's the God of provision. So what is the response to God being the God of provision? I think Matthew 6 brings it out. Take no thought. Rid yourself of worry and trust and believe that God knows and that God cares and that God provides. That ought to be the response. You're worried tonight? Get a glimpse of the Father, would you? Get a glimpse of your heavenly Father. Need carried? He can do that. Need provision of a need? He knows how to do that. Need an answered prayer? He can do that. Need a gift? He knows how to give those. He's the God that provides. There's the perspective of the Father. There's the provision of the Father. There's the protection of the Father. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You think God knows how to protect? Right. Brother Larry, God know how to protect on Wednesday morning? Yep. Brother Joe, by way of live stream, does God know how to protect? Sure does. God's the protector. Fathers, don't we take that kind of personal? Like, nobody else has to protect my family. Thank you very much. I'll take care of that. Right? I got the guns. I got the fist if needed. Don't want anybody to mess with my family. God protects his own. Gideon, take 300. You'll be all right. I'll take care of you. I know how to be your shield. I know how to be your high tower. I know how to be your fortress. I'm all of it, God says. I'm your heavenly Father, the protection of the Father. And then next week we'll get into the preparation of the Father. Dear believer, could I encourage you tonight? Would you get a fresh glimpse of this aspect of your relationship? He's not just God. He is God. But He's your heavenly Father if you're saved. And if you're not saved tonight, you know what ought to happen tonight? You ought to receive Jesus. And you ought to become part of God's family. And when you receive Jesus, He gives you the power to become a son of God. You are adopted. Somebody in this building may need adopted tonight. There's a Father that's waiting to adopt. He's on site. He's going to pay the greatest price He already did so that you could be adopted. Believer, recognize Him as your Father. Don't take that for granted. Remember, be thankful for your Father. And then in all of the cares of your life, rid yourself of some worry tonight. Remember, God provides. If you're weak tonight, you say, Lord, there is so much on me. But God, your word says that you bore the children of Israel in the wilderness. And God, I'm just taking that to the bank tonight. Lord, would you carry me through whatever I'm going through in my life, Lord? Could I claim that from the Heavenly Father to your child? Would you do that tonight? Brethren, those truths are put in the Scriptures to touch us, to affect us, to cause us to pray to God about these matters. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed tonight.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home. A quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision. and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.